G'day everyone, this is Benjamin of SuperMarcy.com and welcome to my audio review of the film Joker, which is the latest film from Australian writer-director Benjamin Gilmore. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Former Australian soldier Mike Wheeler, Sam Smith, returns to Afghanistan seeking redemption from the family of a civilian man he killed during the war. Now, I was very much looking forward to Joker for a lot of reasons, and one of the main ones in particular is that this is the latest film from writer-director Benjamin Gilmore. Now, if you don't know who he is, he previously directed the 2009 film Son of a Lion, which was a film that he made entirely in Pakistan with Pakistani actors. And it's a wonderful little film, so if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. It's definitely worth a watch. So when I heard that he had a new film out recently, which is the film Joker, I was definitely very intrigued to check it out, especially after how much I really enjoyed Son of a Lion. Now, having seen the film, I have to say, though, and I have to be pretty honest about this, that while it is a pretty solid film in a number of ways, it has a lot of great, strong elements. But that being said, though, I didn't think it was as great as it could have been. And I think the main reason for that is that this was definitely a very much a independent production. And when you kind of learn about the history behind the making of this film, that the film was shot entirely in Afghanistan. And originally, they weren't sure if they were going to be able to do it, mainly for the fact on how dangerous of a place Afghanistan can be. So they decided to shoot in Pakistan instead. But unfortunately, due to circumstances, they weren't able to shoot there anymore. So they decided to, Benjamin Gilmore and his cast and crew decided to shoot in Afghanistan instead. So the fact that this film was made entirely there, and other than the lead star, Sam Smith. G'day everyone, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of writer-director Benjamin Gilmore's latest film, Joker. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Former Australian soldier Mike Wheeler returns to Afghanistan, seeking redemption from the family of a civilian man he killed during the war. Now, there were a number of reasons why I was very much intrigued to check out Joker, and the main one being is its director, Benjamin Gilmore. Now, back in 2009, Benjamin Gilmore wrote and directed a film called Son of a Lion, which was a film that he shot entirely in Pakistan using non-actors. And I thought that was a really wonderful film, and it's one that I definitely recommend everyone to check out. And when I heard that he had a new film out, it definitely made me very much intrigued to check it out, and especially after how much I really like Son of a Lion. Now, having seen the film, I have to admit that while the film definitely has a lot of strong elements about it, but unfortunately I kind of found it a bit of a mixed bag overall, and I think the main reason for that is that I kind of feel like the story that Benjamin Gilmore wanted to tell with this film would have worked a lot better more as a short film, probably maybe 30-40 minutes long, because even though it's already short as it is, with a running time of 75 to 80 minutes long, it felt like the film dragged at certain points, and particularly during the middle section, because the first and third acts are actually really well done and quite strong, but it's really that sort of second act that for me was kind of a mixture of it, that it dragged at certain points, and it just kind of meandered a lot as well. And I can definitely tell what Benjamin Gilmore was definitely going for with that section, but unfortunately, like I said, it just didn't really work for me. And I feel like if it was sort of tightened up a little bit, it probably would have worked a lot better. But that being said, though, it is still a pretty solid film in a number of ways. And the fact that Benjamin Gilmore and his star, Sam Smith, not the singer, I should add, shot this film entirely in Afghanistan is just astonishing to me, because originally Gilmore, Smith, and the crew were originally going to, knowing that they probably wouldn't be able to shoot in Afghanistan, decided to shoot in Pakistan. But unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond their control, particularly in the financing department and also getting the permits to shoot there, they weren't able to. So they ended up shooting in Afghanistan in the end. And for me, that, by having it shot in Afghanistan, it definitely adds a much more of an authentic feel to the whole film. That this film, with this type of story that it's telling, is actually in that area where it takes place. And to me, that's kind of the absolutely astonishing aspect of the film. But there's also a lot of strong elements of it as well. The film is just beautifully shot. I think the cinematography really captures sort of the stark landscape of Afghanistan just really well, particularly of the desert. And I like sort of that it sort of covers a lot of really interesting themes at the center of it as well, because the film is at the heart of it is about guilt, but also mainly forgiveness. And I think the film really sort of delved into those aspects really well, particularly in the third act, where the character of Mike Wheeler, played by Sam Smith, eventually reaches his destination and asks for forgiveness from that community in regards to what he did during the war to one of their own. And it's also a really sort of compelling section, because you're not sure what the outcome of that is going to be. So I won't spoil what happens, but to me, that was kind of the strongest aspect of the film. And also the first act was really well done as well, as it sets up the story. And I really did like that, even though I did have problems with the second act of the film, I did like that during the course of that section, the character of Mike sort of came across so many different people throughout Afghanistan, including the Taliban, and sort of like was getting a sort of a sense of who they are as people. And I really like that the film sort of take a very even-handed approach into regards how it approached the people of Afghanistan, particularly sort of the soldiers and also the Taliban as well. I can see some people being really troubled by that, and I wouldn't blame people for feeling that way in regards to, you know, kind of taking an even-handed approach to them. But for me, that kind of just sort of getting a sense of why they're doing what they're doing, to me, is what made me appreciate the film a lot more. And also the score by AJ True was really well done and just quite haunting. And also the performances of the supporting cast, particularly of the non-professional actors and also professional actors from Afghanistan, all did such a really wonderful job with their performances. If there is another criticism I have of the film, it would have to be Sam Smith himself. I kind of wish the film kind of delved into more of him as a character, because even though we know about the journey that he's on and the guilt that he feels after what he did in the war, but we never really sort of get more of a sense of who he is as a person. And I feel like for me, Sam Smith, his performance for me was kind of a mixed bag. At certain moments, he plays the part really well, particularly in the third act. But other times, he came off a little wooden as well. So I kind of feel like if his performance was a bit more stronger, or if he was given a bit more material to work with as well, I feel like he probably would have gotten a lot better performance. Like, he's fine in the film, but I can't help but feel like it could have been a lot better. But that being said, though, like, Jogger is still a really solid film, even though it does have a lot of flaws in it that I felt like if they were fixed up, it would have made the film a lot more of a captivating experience for me. But in the end, it's still a pretty solid film that kind of shows us a place that is rarely seen on film, and it does a really solid job at tackling its themes quite well. And I thought Benjamin Gilmore did a pretty solid job with it. It's definitely not on the level as Son of a Lion was, which I thought was a wonderful little film. So in comparison to that, Jogger is a little bit of a disappointment. But that being said, though, it's still a pretty solid film that I say is worth a watch. for sure. So if I had to give Joker a rating, I give the film 3 out of 5. So yep, that's the end of this audio review of the film Joker. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently screening around Australia in limited release. So if the film is playing at a cinema near you, definitely check it out for sure. And I hope you all enjoyed this audio review, and I'll talk to you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.